weekend wake-up call at Rosie on the House. We're in the outdoor living segment with Tony Serra of the Magic Garden Nurseries in Tucson. And Jennifer, you're saying I have no ability to see any of the questions or calls that come in. You say we're loaded up on text and phone calls.
We are. I think we could start with Keith this morning.
Okay. Where's Keith calling from? Do we know?
Scottsdale.
Okay. Keith, good morning. Let me introduce you to Mr. Tony Serra. What's your question, sir?
Good morning. I am getting ready to rebuild the manifold in my backyard for my irrigation system. And it supplies a small grassy area, and then I'm going to use a reducer to go to the flower beds and pots. Anyway, the manifold is crammed in between the garden, between the wall for the yard and the patio, so it's a cramped space, and the people that put it in used an unconventional method. They they bent the PVC, the 3/4 inch PVC. They just bent it over the space to try to get it to come in at a perpendicular angle to where it had to branch off. And of course, it leaked. And then the neighbor's tree found that water. And so now there's roots coming under the wall. I'm going to rebuild it, and I'm wondering. I have two questions. The first is, if I use a flexible tubing in there to so that I'll get a right angle when it does make the connection, what flexible tubing do you recommend? Because the one that I put in to try to fix it the first time, it just bulged out. It was obvious that it couldn't take the pressure.
And Keith, it's Keith,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Keith, we're talking on the pressure side of the valve box, right?
It comes in from the, I've got the regulator or whatever you call it, where the street pressure comes into the backyard, and then it has that regulator or pressure valve or whatever it called that, you know, the backup.
The vacuum breaker.
Okay, it's coming from the vacuum breaker to the manifold box, and then it goes into the valve, and then this is after the valve.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so it shouldn't have that much pressure, and still it's causing this flexible tubing that I put in to bulge out.
Okay, I can picture it now. Tony, you have that pictured?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, if you just have the vacuum breaker isn't really going to reduce the pressure. So if you don't have a pressure reducer after the valve, even after it's coming out, you still get the same full house pressure.
Which
is what you want for PVC going out to a lawn. You don't want to reduce the pressure going for a PVC pipe running out to the lawn, or you're not going to have the pressure to pop your heads. And all those flex tubing, no, to try and stick it over those valves and stuff, you're just going to keep blowing it.
Now, in a drip system with a drip valve,
you have a pressure regulator
built into the valve itself.
No, you put those on afterwards. You do the valve, then the filter, and then the regulator, so that you've only got about 20-25 PSI coming off of it. Now he's got what's coming through the house, which could be 40 to 60 PSI.
Yeah.
And you're just going to keep blowing that.
Yeah.
Right. So basically I'm branching off two PVCs. The first PVC is to the lawn, which is Grand TIF Grand, and then the other one branches off to my pots and my raised flower beds.
Yeah, that one you want to put the pressure regulator on that's going to the pots. And, you know, I mean, I've seen some of what you're talking about, and we've had to use 45s and 90s to build the oddest looking thing just to get water to come in and out or up and over something. I saw one where the homeowner had bought the house, and unbeknownst to anybody, there was a little inner patio area in the townhome, and they ran the water pipe up and over the roof, and it had so many 45s and 90s on it, it'd make your head spin. So,
but you're on the right track, Keith, and I'll tell you, Tony, I don't know about you, but I've got, when we're doing a remodel and it includes landscaping, which it doesn't very often, usually we just finish the home and then we release the customer to go deal with one of the Rosie certified landscapers. But boy, when it comes to that valve box, I'm just really persnickety about that. I like my valve box to be oversized. I don't like to cram it with more than about four valves. I like it stacked with 6-inch rock below top that with 2-inch rock, set the box on top of that, and set the valves about 2 inches above that rock. You can always get in there. It's clean. It's not muddy. You know, it's just makes a big difference on just servicing it long term.
Yeah, you want a good screened base on it to just if you, in part, if you do ever develop a leak, it's going to drip and run right out through there, and the water will go down below the valves so that you don't have the tree root growing up into the valves.
Well, right, related to Keith's question, we've got another question coming in here on text about what is your favorite sprinkler head for the lawns? What, you've got the spider sprays, you've got the roto sprays, you got the pop-ups in a lawn area. You have a favorite?
The spider sprays are the better. If you look at like some of the MP rotators, they hold up better in the wind and they don't waste as much water as some of the regular spray heads. They can cost 2 to 3 times as much, but within a year or two at the most, with what you're going to save with your water bill, those are a better way to go.
The spider sprays.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't know what those are, they're the ones that will be little streams of water that go out and rotate. It's not, and there'll be multiple on one head, so it looks like the legs of a spider out emanating from the head itself. It's not one large big spray rotating back and forth like the old torch.
Yes, and that's where it saves the water and gets it where it needs to go.
Okay, so you're liking the spider sprays the best.
Yes.
I always seem to have a hard time in my heart thinking enough water's getting on the ground that way.
It's getting out there, and it doesn't blow as well in the or blow as easy in the wind.
We'll come back and take Ida's question.
Fantastic. More with Tony Cero when we get back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.